The countdown continues. This is Hoofbeat. I'm Dave Russell on Brownfield Ag News for America. With the countdown at just over 5 months to the All-Tech FEI World Equestrian Games, the excitement of the games coming to Lexington, Kentucky, September 25th through October 10th continues to build as well. To begin, Susanna Elliott with All-Tech, the game's title sponsor, tells Brownfield there are a number of firsts associated with the games.
It's the first time the games are being held outside of Europe. The first time that para-equestrian is included in the games, and that is dressage for riders with a variety of different physical challenges. It's the first time that they've been able to hold all competition for all eight disciplines at one location, which is better for spectators, for the horses, for the riders. And it's the first time that the games have had a title sponsor. So, and we're proud, we're very proud to be the first ever title sponsor of the World Equestrian Games.
So what kind of attendance are you folks anticipating?
It's really hard to tell, honestly, because with it being the first time outside of Europe, it's really been a lot of guesswork. but we're seeing strong ticket sales. Tickets have already been sold to buyers in all 50 states as well as 50 countries. So it truly will be an international event. In fact, 85%. Actually, I think it might even be 87% of spectators will be coming in from outside of Kentucky, as ticket projections are currently showing. So we expect as many as 600,000 spectators, and there will be at least 1,000 different media on the horse park grounds to chronicle the triumphs to untold millions around the world. In fact, NBC is broadcasting at least 6.5 hours of the games, and when they committed to do that, they actually marked the largest commitment to the broadcast of equestrian sport in television history. And not only is that a great number to begin with, but on one of those weekends, they're coming in directly from the Ryder Cup, which is the second most internationally watched event. So they expect a very significant carryover audience and expect it to be very close to 500 million viewers around the world, which is incredible. It's actually five times the average viewership of the Super Bowl.
For folks wanting information or tickets, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
The main point of contact would definitely be www.alltechfeigames.com. That is the official website for the games.
Susanna Elliott. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.